The crew members aboard the space shuttle Columbia were highly accomplished men and women with a love of adventure. Even the space rookies had distinguished military careers in the Air Force and Navy. For most, spaceflight had been a lifetime pursuit. For others, it was something they grew to love. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Two women and five men. They were the country's best and the brightest. 46-year-old Rick Douglas' husband was the flight commander. He had received numerous medals and commendations as an Air Force test pilot. Husband said he had dreamed of being an astronaut since he was 4 years old. He constructed models of Gemini and watched the moon landing. He applied to NASA four different times before he was accepted. His first mission was a supply run on the Discovery in 1999 that docked with the Mir space station. This was a research mission, and Randy Schweikert, a NASA contractor, trained three of the crew for the experiments they were to do. Laurel Blair, he says, was almost maddeningly meticulous, something he also found reassuring.
There was kind of a nervousness, I think. She wanted to make sure things were done just right.
Once she got into space, Schweikert says, it was a different story.
She mentioned how once they were in zero gravity, all of the little D-rings, the metal ringlets that hold everything down, floated up and started tingling against each other, and it made kind of a chime in space. And that was just the kind of thing you would expect that I noticed in Laurel and the way she was experiencing the space flight. It was really exciting to see.
Blair was a flight surgeon who had been trained as a medical diving officer in the U.S. Navy, working aboard submarines. And Schweikert says she was also devoted to her family, a woman who didn't let her job get in the way of being a mother to her young son.
We were doing, I think it was our first training session with her. The time was running over. We were going pretty late in the day. And to us, that was important. We wanted to make sure she knew everything about the experiment. And she said, you know, guys, I'd like to stay here later, but I have to get home to tend to my 7-year-old son's birthday party. It struck home. I mean, it makes you realize that these are very real people with very real lives.
Blair, who was from Racine, Wisconsin, understood the risk, but said there's a lot of different things that we do in life that could harm us. Laurel Blair, along with David Anderson, Elon Ramone, and William Willie McCool, were on their first space mission, something McCool once said all the rookies constantly remarked upon.
We do have a lot of first-time flyers. 4 out of the 7 are first-time flyers. 3 of the others out of the 7 have only flown once. So combined amongst the 7, we have 3 flights. And we joke amongst ourselves that Jerry Ross, who just flew recently, has by himself 7 flights. So he's got us beat by a factor of 2.
But Schweikert says the rookies, among them a veteran Israeli fighter pilot, Elon Ramone, had a certain knack.
You have to understand when you're writing a procedure, you have to write it almost as though the crew is not very intelligent because you want to make sure you get it right. Elon got to the procedure that we were talking about, went to the piece of equipment, attacked it in a way that we hadn't even attempted before, and maneuvered it perfectly the first time. Perfectly the first time.
They all seem to be able to balance several careers at once, like the payload commander Michael Anderson, whose University of Washington physics professor, Thomas McShane, remembers as being a humorous and very serious student.
And was able to work on his physics degree while he was a full-time pilot in the Air Force.
These were all people who loved to fly, one way or the other. David Anderson came to the astronaut program as a U.S. Navy flight surgeon. His passion for flying was stirred by stories his uncle told him of being a bomber pilot in World War II. His roommate in medical school, Dr. Gordon Iams, says, in those days, Anderson talked about becoming a family practitioner.
He was accepted to medical school, and a friend of his who owned a small airplane wanted to go flying around the American West, but needed another pilot to help him. So he called the medical school and said, will you hold my place in school for next year? And they said, well, no, you have to reapply again. So he took the risk. He said, okay, and chose to fly around the western United States and at, Alaska, where he had some relatives, because he wanted to fulfill that adventurous desire.
It was in a similar spirit that Kalpana Chawla defied traditional notions of what women born in the Punjab region of India are expected to do. She trained to become an aerospace engineer.
And that is something I have loved since I was 14, 15, you know, the engineering track, and really wanting to know the nuts and bolts, how a system works. I have lived my life for that in some sense.
This is Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.